It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I found a piece of paper. Well, I thought we could certainly make something out of that. I hadn't thought about a hat or anything like that. I was thinking of maybe doing a rubbing with it. Let's take it to the kitchen. I have some crayons out there. Hello, fish. Make a design on it. It could be used for wrapping paper, for a present or something. Let's see here. Some crayons, these things. Here's some of those paper doilies. We might try putting that under and see what that looks like if we rub a crayon on top of it. Looks pretty good. There. And then we can do something with this burlap too. Put the burlap underneath. Try a red crayon with the burlap. Just make different designs there. What's this here? Hey, what's that under? Oh, I tore it. But what do you suppose? Oh, it's a leaf. Try the leaf over here. Must have been wrapped up in the burlap. Hey, that's pretty. That makes a nice design. When you tear a piece of wrapping paper like that, all you have to do is to go like this. And cut it near where the tear was. Have one piece for a larger present and another piece for a smaller one. Yeah, lots of things you can do with leftovers, things that you might not otherwise think of using. You know, the flea market that we've been pretending about in the neighborhood of make-believe, well, people there would probably find one person's old things or just what they need to make something new. I'll get the museum go around. We'll think about that today. Now, let's pretend that the flea market auction is just about to go on in MGR TV studio. It should be a busy time, and a lot of different neighbors will be going there. Let's make believe about that now.
Oh, Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Brockett. I'm just trying to do too many things at once. Take my cart over, get all this stuff to the flea market.
Yeah. Why don't you put those things in there? It's clean.
I never thought of that. What a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what are we going to do with all this?
Oh, we can put them all back there beside the door before the parade. Lady Elaine has a lot of room back there.
Oh, I'm glad. Look, lots of different uses for the same thing.
Sure.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the MGR-TV Flea Market Auction, the only such thing that's like it in the neighborhood of make-believe or out. And here come our telephone operators right now.
Okay, well, here's the way it works, everybody. You may have some things you don't need at home. You know, some old things, right?
Right.
You know, like an old chair or, you know, an old umbrella. Well, you send it in, and there'll be somebody who will use it and somebody who will need it. That's the way it works. Well, I'll tell you what, Miss Prolificate, I'm getting excited. I wish Lady Elaine would tell us about some of the things there are for sale.
Oh, I do, too. I'm looking for some bargains myself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready, friends. I mean, I'm really ready to tell you, so just settle down. Because we'll be here all day long. Call us up if you want something for your very own, and also bring in your old stuff. We'll find someone who can use it. That is our motto, someone who can use it.
Right, we got a song too, huh?
Right.
If you have any old stuff at home, someone can use it now.
Of how many things we have here at our auction. We have pencils and pop, tables and tops, rubies and race cars and rattles, tires and trees, a cage to catch fleas, acorns and apples and barrels. So call us right now, we're sure you know how to get what you want at our market. You get what you see, GRTV. You won't regret it. Because we have bread baskets, balls, balloons and bananas, beads and batons and pajamas, snowflakes and shoelaces, hats for your heads, kettles and kerchiefs, umbrellas. So call us right now. We're sure you know how to get what you want at our market. You get what you see, MGR-TV. Just call us and you won't regret. Now, that's not half of it, friends. We have some super items we want you to see right now. Will you write these down, please, Aberlin, on your quickie board up there?
Certainly.
Thank you. Right. Grandpere has 400 French fry boxes. Show them, Bobby Doggy. That's it. They're too small for him. Anybody need them? The flea market has just begun, friends. A Friday, that is King Friday, has a few leftovers, too. Write these down. One sunrise. Mm-hmm. Anybody need a sunrise? Or one sunset. Okay, Chefy. Any returns yet on this stuff?
Right, Lady Elaine. Somebody special wants the French fry containers.
Oh, terrific. Who could that sweetie be?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. to do with those things?
Drinking cups for my soda fountain.
Okay, the French fry holders are now officially drinking cups for Chef Brocket. Congratulations.
Thanks, Lady Lane.
Hello, Audrey. Hello, Chef Brocket. Lady Lane, did I get the sunrise and sunset?
I was just getting to that, Mr. McFeely. You are the winner of the sunrise and sunset. Now tell our viewers what you're going
to
do with it.
Well, I have a lot of deliveries to make, and I can always use an early sunrise and a late sunset. Yes, sir, we can always use them.
Make the day longer.
Make the day longer. Well, speedy delivery. I'll write it down there, Lady Everett. Glad to have that. Speedy delivery. Bye.
Bye. Terrific, Mr. McFeely. Terrific. Now, on with the show. Here are a few more items in our MGR TV flea market. McFeely there sent that bicycle tire. Will you show the bicycle tire, please?
I'm around.
Thank you very much. There it is. Yeah, if you're all too fond of all the spokes, why, there you are, folks. Now, letters. We have lots of letters from X the Owl. Will you pull up the letters, Bubby Doggy?
Well, I'm right here for you.
Yeah. A whole line of K's.
Yay!
They just fell down, Bobby Doggy. Yeah. Could you bring
them
up again?
I'll get them for you. Yeah.
Thanks ever so much.
I'll take a second.
Yay!
Okay, call in if you need beautiful letters. Matter of fact, the king might like those. K for king. Yes. Oh, well, maybe that's king calling now. Now, will you two open that last dilly in this batch, please? You know the one I mean. The one I donated. Fairchild's real Italian pizza.
Yay!
There you go.
Fairchild's pizza?
Yeah.
I didn't know you made pizza.
Oh, I don't. I got that thing on sale.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's still a bargain, folks. Never been used. One beautiful pizza banner. Fly it or wear it, whatever you like. That wraps up our first batch of valuable bargains here on MGR TV Flea Market. Now, who wants them?
I do.
You want that one?
Yeah, can I have it? Because I have a good idea for
it. What are you going to do with it?
Well, you see what we mean, folks.
Yeah.
Whatever you've got at home, there's someone who can use it.
That's it.
If you got any old stuff at home, someone can use it now. Someone can use it now. Someone can use it now. If you have any old stuff at home, someone can use it now.
People have old things they don't need anymore, and maybe other people can use them. Just like this old paper. Put these things away. It's a good idea, you know, even though it was a surprise, you could use a leaf to make rubbings on that kind of paper. Put this away. I have a place that I want to take you after I feed the fish. I'd like you to come with me over to Betty's Little Theater. Somebody very special there. Ella Jenkins is there. She's a grand person. And another friend of ours is there too, Susan Lynn. So it's off to Betty's Little Theater we can go, right? I'll leave these for later. Come along.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Well, I'm glad you... Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing.
Hi, Susan.
Songs.
Hi, Ella.
Hi,
how are you?
Come on, sit down.
Thank you.
Ella was just teaching me some songs that I can do with my puppets.
Mind if we listen?
Well, no, you know, I've been doing quite a lot of songwriting lately, and I know that you often talk to the girls and boys about being special, and this is my special song. We can just listen for a while, and next maybe some
can
of your,
I try it with
your
Audrey
puppets. Sure, fine.
Here's Audrey.
Audrey, you listen for a while, and then I'll just sing it for
she'll
a second.
Just
I looked into the mirror just the other day. I looked into the mirror, and this is what the mirror had to say. Well, you look just like me. Now, don't you see? You do the very things that I do, and no one else is quite like you. That's because you're someone very special. Why don't we try it together?
Okay. Now, it may take a little while for us to learn.
Oh,
it, okay?
That's all right. Well, Audrey, I know you are a very smart little girl.
Ella, you remember my television friend. Remember when we were together before?
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's because there's someone very special.
Very special.
And you're special.
Well, you remember my friend too, Audrey, don't you?
And you're special.
Thank you.
Sure.
I looked into the mirror
just the other day. I got it.
I looked into the mirror.
I know this line.
And this is what
the mirror had to say.
Well, you look just like me.
Now, don't you see?
You do the very things that I
do.
And no one else is
quite like me.
No.
That's because you're someone very special. That's because.
Oh, yes. That's because.
You're someone very special. That's because. You're someone very special.
Oh, that's nice.
And you have a very, very fine voice.
Thank you. Know,
yours is lower than mine.
Mine is. What? You know, there's another puppet whose voice is lower than yours.
Oh, yes. I'd like to hear.
Cat, would you like to meet
Cat? I would certainly like to, yes.
I know you would like to see him, too.
Sure, Audrey.
Okay.
Cataline here? Oh, yes, I see Cataline.
I hope Cataline likes to sing, too.
We all do. Susan likes to sing.
All right.
Don't you? Sure. I love to sing. Let's bring Cataline out.
Oh, you mean they're both going to, we're going to have a duet, trio?
Quartet.
All right,
a fine. Quintet.
All right, I'll sing with you. Yes.
Fine. This.
No, what, but, hi, Ella Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
All right.
Nice to see you again.
Susan, you use a lot of Ella Jenkins songs in
that's
your work,
right.
Don't you?
That's right. In fact, that's what I'd like to do. You know, sometimes I do shows on the street for children, and I do a song that you wrote about My Street Begins at My House. Can we sing that one?
Oh, sure. And if you saw on the cover of that album, you'll see two dogs, and those two dogs are my dogs. One's a dachshund, and one's a poodle.
Oh,
so
boy.
They're on my street. All right. My street begins at my house. My street begins at my house. My street begins at my house. It's a very special street.
You do a verse, okay. On my street, things go up and down.
On my street, things go round and round.
On my street, things are upside down.
It's a very special street.
Now let's all sing the chorus.
My street begins at my house.
My street begins at my house.
My street begins at my house. It's a very special street.
I'll take a verse.
Okay.
Some streets go one way, and some streets go two ways. Some streets lead to the highway, and some streets go everywhere.
But my street begins at my house.
My street begins at my house.
My street begins at my house.
It's a very special street.
You know, I added a verse to that song. I hope
you
don't mind.
Oh, no. As long as you keep the song beautiful.
Okay, I'll try. It goes like this.
I like to visit your street.
I like to visit your street.
I like people that I meet. It's a very special street.
Of course.
My street begins at my house.
That's right.
My street begins at my house.
My street begins at my house.
It's a very special street. It's a very special street.
My turn. It's a very special street.
Why, my goodness, I think we were a very good quintet.
A quintet.
All right.
I should say.
Well, you know, I had a great experience last September. I had a wonderful opportunity to visit East Africa, and two of the places that I visited was Kenya, and the other one was Tanzania. And, you know, one of the things I was most impressed with was how courteous all the girls and boys were, and then the adults, too. You could never go by anyone without someone saying, hello, hello, and whether they knew you or not. And so the way they said hello, and they speak Swahili, that's one of their languages, and that was Jambo. And you want to say Jambo?
Jambo.
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 Yes.
Jambo.
And then if you wanted to have a really special hello, a very unusually, be unusually courteous, you would add very much to it. And the word for very much is sana. So then you combine those and you'd say, Jambo sana.
Jambo sana. Well, does that mean hello very much?
Oh, yes. You know, that, that means nice? Unusual. Oh. Yes, oh. Yes. So Jambo sana.
Jambo sana.
Yes. Well, I wonder if we could do some, I'd like to teach you this little
You made it
chat.
Into a song?
Yes, mm-hmm. You know, what I did, you know, I don't really speak a lot of Swahili, but the words are so beautiful and they're so lyrical, mm-hmm. musical.
Sounds that like a really musical language.
Yes, and so I just took a word or a phrase and then I added some music to it, and so I would like to...
Just the puppet.
Oh, my.
This is Rabitha.
Oh, Rabitha.
Are you able to say Jambo sana? Is that how you say it?
Jambo sana, yes.
Jambo sana. Jambo sana.
Rabitha's a rabbit and a grandmother and an airplane pilot.
Oh, Rabitha.
How do you do, Fred? Nice seeing you.
Well, you know, I...
How do you do, Ella Jenkins? My word. Nice seeing you.
Every time I look, you know, those are just great glasses.
I know.
Yes.
But they don't have real glass in them. Because I'm not a real person.
All right.
Don't need real glasses.
Well, you listen carefully to Jambo, and whatever you hear, say it back.
I'm going to learn a new song.
All right.
I like learning things.
Jambo.
Jambo.
Jambo, sana, jambo.
Jambo, sana, jambo.
Neat.
Jambo.
Jambo.
Jambo, sana, jambo.
Jambo, sana, jambo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
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 Hello, my good friends. Hello.
Hello, my good friends. Hello.
Well, you know, there's a word in Swahili that is for children, and it's watoto.
Watoto. So all my right. grandchildren would be my grand watotos.
All right, your grand watotos. And here we go. Jambo.
Jambo.
Jambo watoto. Jambo.
I like that. Jambo watoto. Jambo.
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 Jambo sana. Jambo.
Jambo sana.
Let's just keep that going.
Jambo sana, jambo. Jambo sana, jambo.
You take one.
Jambo sana, jambo.
Jambo sana, jambo.
Jambo sana, jambo. Jambo.
Jambo.
Jambo.
Well, how would you say goodbye?
Oh, goodbye was kwaheri. Kwaheri.
Kwaheri.
Yeah, you kind of have to... Kwaheri, you know, kind of...
Kwaheri.
Yes.
Kwaheri.
Kwaheri.
I think I'm going to have to say kwaheri.
Well,
now.
We had a good time.
It was great to be able to watch you all work for a while.
Thank
you. See you soon,
Ella. We're going to exchange some more songs.
Good.
See what we can do.
Bye, Rabitha.
So long. Toodle-oodle. That means kwaheri.
Kwaheri.
So
bye,
long.
Ella. Bye, Susan.
Bye.
Can we do that again so I can make sure?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Try it again.
Jambo, sana.
Jumbo Sauna. Jumbo. I really like to learn with Ella Jenkins. She's a fine teacher. You know, you learn by having a good time as you're learning. And those two people, Ella Jenkins and Susan Lynn, sharing their talents together. It seems that the more they share, the more both of them has. Sort of like using your imagination to make new things out of old things. Do you know people who cook leftovers really well? Leftover food, you know? To make really good dinners out of something that you had the day before or the day before that. It takes a lot of imagination to make up songs, to make up designs, to make up dinners. You have a good imagination. You know how I often tell you that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Do you remember how Ella Jenkins told us how to say goodbye in Swahili? Kwaheri, kwaheri, I'll be back. Goodbye.
This television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.